I'm really glad that this Gita Home Study class are going on well. Even home study books are very helpful. Do you have a reading, Miriam? You like it?
I find the commentary is really long, so I don't get very far.
Doesn't matter. Don't be in a hurry. This is for slow and steady and a clear understanding. Don't be in a hurry at all. Don't be, because too long, because you may, sometimes it may, you may find repetitive also. Repetition, for me it sounds very repetitive sometimes, but it's very important. And he does not repeat simply because Shankara repeats. If you see Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, you can see how repetitive he is. That is style of the Shastra, because very subtle, not very profound that is. The sound you say, in 6 months time you can understand, but for the ascertainment only you need more time. That is why repeated study is important. You know? We don't even know about other schools of thought are, no? In fact, here, we understand this first thoroughly, then understand what other schools of thought are, then you, in the light of the knowledge of this vision of the fact, no? And you refute other schools. It's not simply refuting, not simply putting them down or anything. We accommodate them, understand the limitations of. That's all. That's the very, in 18th, the one shloka has so many papers. Sarvadharman Paritejo, comment, Shankara's commentary is so long for that. That's just so many papers of explanation. I mean, you put everything in English, and you have to really say one compound there has to be taken in so, we said so much about it. To say one line of Ishavasya Bhashyam, I think I did 2-3 classes, didn't I? One line of Ishavasya Bhashyam. Karmasva Vinayuktaha. Ete Ishavasya Upanishad Mantraha Karmasva Vinayuktaha. One sentence. I had to say so much. These mantras of Ishavasya Upanishad do not belong to the Karmakanda, even though this Upanishad is found in the middle of the Karmakanda. No? This belongs to the Upanishad. Why? Because we had to establish how the subject matter of the Karmakanda, subject matter of the Jnanakanda are different. Two different Shastras in one book called Veda. Subject matter is different. It's a different Shastra. Different scripture. Veda as a whole is a scripture, but two different subject matters. And so why, even for that, no, lot of, you see, it is logically you are made to think and understand things. It doesn't matter, so don't be in a hurry, because understanding is important, clarity is important, doesn't matter why, who are you going to prove, how many verses you cover. Go slowly, systematically, read sentence after sentence, paragraph after paragraph, go page after page, you know, and so go slowly, don't be in a hurry. Take your own time, doesn't matter. But it's good, the whole, because you also know Sanskrit a little bit, be in between, the whole Bhashyam, then if you finish reading that, then you read the Bhashyam also, you can see how much she has brought in the whole thing. English translation of the Bhashyam is very, not elaborate, very, very literal translation. Even the, however great, the good the translation is, you see it is not at all revealing. What can you understand? It needs, again, proper explanation, you know. And see, people who know the subject matter thoroughly well, can understand English or Sanskritam translations. Without having understood the subject matter, it's not the mere language that stops you from understanding, it's subject matter. People think, okay, if I read the translation, I can read it. That means what they think, they know the language so they can understand it. If that is possible, and anybody should be able to buy and read any English book, in any subject matter, in any English book, should be they should be able to understand. You don't need to go to university at all, college at all, to do physics and mathematics and chemistry. You can just buy all the books and read and then get through. You don't need a professor. If it is the knowledge of language that you need to understand. Of course, language knowledge is really helpful. Language helps you. Suppose if I speak everything in English, or the Sanskritam, if I speak in English, it makes sense. That's true. But even here, subject matter has to be taught, you know. Very clear.